This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. For the coolest hockey shirts you're not going to find anywhere else, because they're only available online and they're only available at AvsFam.com. We've been busy here at ColoradoHockey.com. How busy, you ask? Like Jack Skilly busy. We've been putting in efforts that you wouldn't believe, and we're getting pretty good results, we think, anyways. We'd like to know what you think, so check it out. Go to ColoradoHockey.com and look for some of our new series. One is called Every Avs Player Ever, where we're going to go one by one through every Avalanche player ever to dress for the Colorado Avalanche and play at least one game. But being the team players that we are certainly not going to do this by ourselves. We are reaching out to all the people who we respect, who have great hockey opinions, IQs, and knowledge, and we're asking them what they know about these players too, because some of them are a bit of a mystery. But wait, that's not it. We also have for you right now the future of hockey. Or should I say, the future of hockey. All right, it's a little bit cheesy, but we actually cover some cool stuff. This is how we think the innovation, how technology, how all the new stuff happening in our world right now is going to find its way into the game of hockey. This is 3D printing, this is sensors, this is materials, this is a lot of cool stuff. If you'd like to geek out on how things might be one day, then definitely check this out because you're going to love it. One last note before we get into some random updates. We did a podcast with a man named Micah Blake McCurdy, who is geeky in the coolest of possible ways. He has a mind for math, a beautiful mind, we'll call it, that allows him to take the same stats that everybody else gets, but he puts them together into visualizations, and he asks the right questions to get the right answers so that people like you and me, maybe just me, can understand it. It's not complicated, or at least not when he boils it down for you, but the info found in there is really revealing and interesting. Look for that podcast. It's really awesome. It's over an hour, so find something to do. Maybe drink wine while you listen to it, or just do the dishes. Either way, really good stuff. Check it all out. And now, without further ado, randomness. If you were to have the impression that the Avs haven't been a very good team this year, you wouldn't be wrong. But you know what? The last month of the year hasn't been that bad, actually. We have won 6 of our last 8 games. Varles Barkley has been awesome lately. And guess what? In the last 3 games, he has been the number one star of all 3 of those games. He's allowed exactly 3 goals in those last 3 games, and the last game was a shutout. I think it's official. Varley is back in beast mode. Let's hope he stays there for a while, because we could really use some points right now, and we've been collecting them pretty well. So if we can keep this up, who knows? I'm saying there's a chance. Hey, do you remember that time when everybody was saying that Dutch was going to be traded? Yeah, I thought it might happen too, but you know what he did? He turned around and played amazing hockey. And if you look around, he's not really on many of the trade rumor sites anymore. You're not hearing a whole lot of let's trade Dutchie. But what you are starting to hear is a little bit of, hey, maybe we could trade Barry. Maybe that would be a good deal. Let's pause again. That was a moment of silence for a horrible idea that needs to go away and die. So dead, moment of silence, done. But here is the unfortunate part. What I'm hearing is that Barry is asking for a lot of money. And guess who his agent is? Yeah, the same one as Ryan O'Reilly. So let's hope this doesn't turn sour. But you know what? You have to give it to the Avs. If they can get this guy signed, and we have EJ, and then we have some other guys that are coming up like Big Z, I think that we have a future on the blue line. So let's hope we can sign him, and let's hope that rumors are rumors. If you're a sports fan or a hockey player or both, you probably know that metaphors in the game come to life all the time. And one of them that I've been seeing quite a bit with the team this year is that Patrick Roy is not afraid to sit somebody down. He doesn't care how much they get paid. If they're not making an effort, they're on a lower line. If they're really not playing good and you couldn't even find them on the ice if you tried, then they're going to be scratched the next game. This has happened to a number of the players, and Big Z still hasn't come back from his doghouse down in San Antonio. But one of the guys who has sat down for a game and had a great response was Andreas Martinsson. If you're a casual fan, you might not know who this guy is yet, so let me help you. He is not Scott Parker, and I say that because he wears number 27, which was the Sheriff's number, which I'm not sure if you want to take that from him, but he did, and he's a 6'3", 220-pound guy, so maybe he'd hold his own with the Parks. I'm not sure about that, but he is a player with promise, the kind of promise that we used to assign to Dennis Everberg. Now, Dennis Everberg hasn't been amazing, which means he hasn't been on the team. And really, his downfall was that he played a good physical game to get started, and then when he got a chance to play again after getting hurt, he didn't play that physical game anymore. Maybe he's worried, maybe he thinks he's going to get hurt, or maybe that just wasn't his game. Some guys are not physical players, stuck in a big body, and that might be the case with him. But to Martinsson's credit, he has been very physical. He has been driving the net. He has been driving guys into the ground, guys into the boards. He has been the kind of guy who's playing trade me not hockey, send me down not hockey, don't let me get off this team hockey. He wants to be on the roster, and he's earning his spot right now, right along with Jack Skilly and the all-time earn your spot guy for the Avalanche, Cody McLeod. Another interesting thing right now is that a lot of our success lately has to do with our depth scoring, guys like Jack Skilly, guys like Cody McLeod. Guys like Martinsson, these guys are putting the puck in the net. which is great. But at some point, we need our top players to be our top players. We need Duchesne putting the puck in the net. We need Landeskog getting on a roll. We need MacKinnon not just flying down the ice, but flying down the ice and putting the puck in the net. And then we need to put all of that together. Our curse this year has been that we can play defense one game, we can play offense the next game, and sometimes we'll get goaltending. We need to get at least two or three of those for every game that we play, and we have a good chance to win it. If we can get all three of them, we're unbeatable. That's where I'd like to see the Avalanche, and that's what I'm hoping to see tonight as the Avalanche take on the New York Islanders. So here's some thoughts going into this game. The last time we played the Islanders, we lost. Carl Soderberg had a good game, the rest of us, not so much. Also, they're coming off of a 10-point streak right now, so there's going to be a little bit of letdown, I think, with the Islanders, and we're coming off of three games on the road where we played really, really good hockey. We're going to start a four-game homestand right now, which means that we have an opportunity to establish ourselves at home in a way that we haven't really done this year. Here's the key word, consistency. We have to play real hockey every single night, lots of effort, follow the lead of people like Jack Skilly and Andreas Martinsson. We need to play the kind of hockey that wins games regardless of where we are, but we need to start doing it in front of our home crowd. Our fans need to fill the seats, not the other team's fans. I'm always the optimist, but right now I'm pretty excited about the way the team's playing, and I feel like Waugh has sort of re-inspired this team, and they've in turn re-inspired him. I feel like everybody's on a high right now, and the only way we're going to kill that is by not playing the game that we know we can play. We have to leave that ice knowing that we played the best hockey that we could, win or lose. But win is really important right now. In the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. The ColoradoHockey.com podcast was brought to you by AvsFam. Why? Because AvsFam is awesome. You're awesome. You guys should get together and make more awesome. Start doing that at AvsFam, absfam.com. By the way, somebody finally won the free shirt from AvsFam. They guessed the final score of the game and who scored the game-winning goal. It was Pele out in Canada who got the most awesome Dutchie shirt you're ever going to see. Kudos to him. Kudos to you. Stay awesome.